Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kesar-Beach says the Ministry of Health will be applying some limits to the process of testing for COVID-19.
We are going to limit testing in terms of, we don't anticipate that in the government service that we will be testing everybody who presents. If you come from a household where everybody else has tested positive for COVID, the diagnosis, according to WHO recommendations, is that we assume we made the diagnosis of COVID and there's no need for a test. So we're going to be doing more selective testing, and also when we test might also change. We're also going to be using for vaccinated persons. If you present with a positive test at day five, if you are still asymptomatic, you will be allowed to leave your isolation and resume your regular activities, but mass use would be enforced. If you are not vaccinated and you test positive, the original quarantine period continues, which would be 14 days. Or isolation, sorry, would be 14 days. So unvaccinated people test positive, they go into isolation for 14 days. Vaccinated people testing positive, they go into isolation for 5 days. And on day five, if they are asymptomatic, they leave and they may have a test to clear, but that is not a requirement to clear. The unvaccinated, you leave at day 14, there's no test to clear.
That is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kesar-Beach. In the region, as St. Lucia faces a fifth COVID-19 wave, the health authorities there are stepping up Omicron surveillance, even though the country has not confirmed any cases of the variant. However, officials have indicated that Omicron might well be present. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Sharon Belmar-George, said in a statement on Tuesday that Omicron is associated with a high transmission level while the Delta variant is circulating locally. In addition, since St. Lucia's fifth COVID-19 wave began on December 16th, the CMO said the country had diagnosed 686 cases, an average of 40 cases per day. And the Ministry of Health in Trinidad and Tobago reported 15 deaths and 637 new COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. In its 4 p.m. update, it said there are 15,345 active cases of the virus and 609 patients in hospital. The total number of COVID-19 deaths in Trinidad and Tobago amounts to 2,951. Of the latest 15 deaths, 8 of the patients had multiple comorbidities, 4 had one, and 3 had no known medical conditions. And internationally, Hong Kong has announced a 2-week ban on incoming flights from 8 countries and has tightened coronavirus restrictions after detecting cases of the Omicron variant. Carrie Lam, the chief executive of Hong Kong, told reporters today that incoming flights from Australia, Canada, France, India, Pakistan, the Philippines, the United Kingdom and the United States, including interchanges, would be banned from January 8th to the 21st. She said the government will ban indoor dining after 6 p.m. from Friday and will close swimming pools, sports centers, bars and clubs, as well as museums and other venues for at least 2 weeks. And she added that all cruises have also been cancelled. Earlier today, a ship carrying 3,700 passengers and crew was ordered to cut short its cruise to nowhere and to return to port for mass testing after 9 people were traced as close contacts of an Omicron case. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.